What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back for you today with an AI tool highlight, and we are back to highlighting another AI image generator, the next big thing in AI image generators, I think, and that is Ideogram 2.0. And this new image generator is making huge waves due to not only its high quality image generation, obviously. Each one of these new iterations of generators up the game when it comes to quality, of course. But there's really two things that stand out about it. Well, two, I say three, but two really. And one is its ability to render accurate human anatomy or human features like hands and hair. And eyes, hands in particular, have been a huge giveaway for all of the image generators so far, and a huge giveaway for AI generated assets and imagery used in publishing. And for those reasons, really a huge barrier for graphic designers and us as marketers and freelancers when it comes to using these tools in our workflows and in our actual published content. But the other area that Ideogram 2.0 really excels at or in is the rendering of text in these images. And we've talked about that before on the show. It's virtually been impossible for most of these top tier image generators to include accurate, correct text within your images. And there have been some improvements with tools. And I think we've covered a couple of those tools on the show, but still not perfect when you test it and when you look at the results. As far as it comes to nailing those text elements. It looks like Ideogram is going to be the first to really resolve that issue by the looks of it. And for that reason, most likely, I think, to be the first to be highly adopted or widely adopted for actual content creation or asset creation. And that is really dependent on, you know, kind of the future legal landscape of things too, which we'll, of course, mention and is becoming a pattern in most of our episodes. And I do believe a lot of industry or enterprise design teams or departments are still not really adopting these tools in their production workflows, and mostly because of those legal concerns or otherwise quality issues, if not the legal concerns. And at least at the very least, these quality issues are quickly becoming less and less of a thing. These models are just improving so rapidly. So I think this is a huge deal for us as marketers using these AI image generators because it's a huge leap forwards or towards ad creation, actual advertising asset creation using these generators in the creation of those production level assets. You'll most likely still need to do some editing, of course, which is always a good thing to edit and bring some of your brand or expertise into the generations. But previously, you'd have to probably do like 75% of the actual editing, which, you know, begs the question, why not just start from scratch sometimes after these image generators gave you something to work with? And then you'd have to do some editing in Canva or Photoshop or whatever your tool of choice is, especially when it comes to adding that verbiage or text, those type of elements to your assets, which is really important, obviously, in advertising campaigns. But then another sneaky feature that I think is going to be a huge deal for marketers is this feature that allows you to dynamically switch color palettes within an image. So you can take the same image and switch the color palette for all the elements, the background, the objects, the setting, and so forth. And we talked about the challenge of replicating a generated asset that you like or that you want to use in multiple variations or multiple ad sets, A/B testing variations. And then changing the style of the elements for those variations to fit certain campaigns or brands. And this color palette feature definitely takes that challenge in mind, adding at the very least a little bit of flexibility to the variation that you can apply to a generated image. So what I think I'll do for you guys today, other than tell you to definitely go check out Ideogram 2.0, link in the show notes, of course, is go through the Twitter announcement, or excuse me, the X thread announcement from Ideogram regarding the 2.0 launch. And then we'll hop over and just take a look at the interface and demo the tool a little bit for those of you watching on video. And we will try and crank out an image or a few using the tool. And we'll definitely look to incorporate some hands and in text to see how the tool handles generating those. So I'm going to hop over to my screen now. One second, I'll share the X thread for anybody watching along. They can read along. And this is from Graham at Graham_AI, and then they posted it yesterday as of the recording of this episode, August 21st. And if you're not following along on the screen and reading along, essentially they're introducing Graham 2.0, and they call it their most advanced text-to-image model. And the huge thing is that it's available to all users for free, which is awesome. We love a free tier at the AI Marketing Navigator. But if it wasn't enough, the launch also includes the release of their iOS app for iPhone, the beta version of their API, and what the tweet thread or X thread calls ideogram search. And I believe that's the ability to search through a huge repository of publicly available images now within the tool. Definitely check out the video if you can. They have a little embedded video on the Twitter thread, the X thread. It's going to take me a long time to go from Twitter to X. That branding is just so dang strong. The second post in the thread talks about the five distinct styles that Ideogram uses and offers. And those are general, realistic, design, 3D, and you got to love it, anime. We always love an anime style at the AI Marketing Navigator too. Now it's apparently the realistic style that is going to bring this game-changing quality to the human features like the hands and the eyes and skin and hair, which are the features that they mention here in the post. And there are a couple examples here in the post that really do nail the hands and the eyes. The examples I've seen, they also show some text here, the examples that I'm seeing here. Although that is actually the feature that is mentioned in the next post, and that is a feature of the design style, which I'll just go ahead and read directly from the post here. Quote unquote, the design style significantly improves text rendering in Ideogram 2.0, and it enables you to create premium graphic designs, including greeting cards, t-shirt designs, posters, and illustrations with longer and more accurate text. And again, if you're not watching the video, there are some examples here that are just crazy, crazy good as far as the spelling and the formatting and the accuracy of the text that was generated. And I can tell you for sure that in some demos that we've run in tests that we've run here on some other episodes, we have not been able to replicate text like that, even in the tools that claim to have been improved in their text rendering. The thread goes on to talk about those specific custom color palettes that you can apply to your image and your generations. Here you see a few examples of the same image with different color palettes applied. And they also mentioned the repository of what they say is over 1 billion public ideogram images that you can use for inspiration and sourcing. There's a great little visual here showing how Ideogram 2.0 performs in human evaluations, specifically versus Flux Pro, which we've talked about, and DALL-E 3. And it shows Ideogram pretty significantly outperforming them also. They also mentioned the beta access and the API access, the beta access to the API, which I will share the link in the show notes as well. And that's here in the thread, as well as the API pricing link here. And they prompt us to, of course, download the Ideogram app in the App Store on iOS. I think I'll definitely have to try that out and check out the user experience in there. So definitely a super strong announcement, super strong launch, I think, as far as features and clarity. I think without wasting any more time, though, let's just hop over into the tool and take a look at what the interface looks like. If you're not watching on video, if you are watching on video, you're not seeing this right now. But when you first signed into the tool or sign up for the free plan, you get a little welcome to Ideogram message. And now we're looking at the interface for those of you listening. And they give you some information in that message. One is that you can enjoy 10 daily credits in the slow queue. And it says here that is up to 40 images per day. And I've already generated some images in the slow queue. By slow queue, it apparently means like 30 seconds because it did not take very long at all. It may be a little longer than that, but. And with a paid plan, you can skip that wait and generate even more images, apparently. Generations are also public by default, which is a pretty common feature in these generators. They're trying to, you know, give a lot of examples of how the tool works and show a lot of high quality generations. There is, of course, the feature with a paid plan that you can change that setting and you can delete or make private individual images. Apparently, there are going to be some additional features available in the paid tiers, of course, things like upscaling and image uploading, which if you're going to use this tool for your asset generation, I highly recommend attaining since both would be pretty powerful. The ability to upscale images, maintaining and enhancing quality, but especially the ability to upload inspiration or guidance images for the model to use. Okay. And the last thing before I hop into the tool here, I'll just cruise through the plans and the pricing. I'm going to just share my screen for anybody who's watching. One moment. Okay. Now we're looking at the pricing page. there is a monthly or annual option, which is as usual, the annual option is going to save you some money. Looks like you can save 20% if you go annual. But let's just take a look at the monthly prices. Obviously, you have the free tier, but then you have a basic tier at $8 per month, a plus tier at $20 per month, which is the most popular, and then the pro tier at $60 per month. I will let you check out the link in the show notes for the pricing page here to see all the features that you get at each of those tiers. But a few of them are listed below as well, including things like the private image generations, the image upload, the image deletion, that that custom color palette, though, it looks like is also going to require a paid plan, I believe, as well as a bunch of other features here. So definitely check out the landing page, or excuse me, the pricing page. Okay, so if you are watching on video here, we have the Ideogram user interface, pretty standard as far as what we've seen from these image generators. Get my prompt out of here that we're going to be talking on in a second. But you can see that text box or box that we can enter our prompt into and simply generate our image with the generate button. And then we also are able to select our styles. Again, that would be general, which looks like you're in on default, but realistic as well, design, 3D, or anime. And I'll just scroll through a little of these generated images in the gallery, and you can see some examples of some of these public generations. And you can definitely see there's a lot of words and text included, and it all looks really great, which is, again, a huge, huge step forward in these tools. Otherwise, they all look pretty cool and in high quality. I really just want to kind of demo do a quick demo generation for you guys. So one moment here, I'll just paste that prompt back into our prompt text box. And for those of you not watching along, the prompt is pretty simple. It simply reads, generate an image of a gray alien, including its hands, using an electric paintbrush to paint in the air the words "the AI marketing navigator." So not the most creative prompt. And I always go on some like sci-fi alien spaceship. If you followed along on previous episodes, you've seen that trend, and maybe I should branch out a little creatively. Anyway, if you're also watching on video, you can see that there are some additional prompt details that we have. For those of you not watching, you can see an edit and an upload option, both of which are locked out and are paid features because they are pro or plus features. You can't use them by default, obviously. But then there's also an option for what they call magic prompt. And it reads here, enhances your initial prompt to improve image variety and richness. It can also translate to English. So this is their prompt enhancement feature. And I love the prompt enhancement features, actually. We've talked about a couple of them in some other image generation tools. You also have, we lost our tools there. You also have the aspect ratio setting that you can select. And this is really cool. They have a drop down for a bunch of aspect ratios, a bunch of different sizes, which is really great for bulk ad creation. You're creating ads for multiple placements and a lot of digital placements. And I think another reason why this tool is really starting or looking to gear itself towards creators and marketers. Then there is the image visibility setting, also locked and set to public by default, but you can set it to private with the paid tier. And we also have the model, and you can select the model which you want to use. Obviously, we're going to go with 2.0. In this case, the next option, just moving quickly through the options here, is the color palette. I'm going to go ahead and select like an AI marketing, or I have selected like an AI marketing navigator or digital pop color palette, but you can also select auto, and there are some drop-down options as well. And then the last settings, which are in a little drop-down of additional settings here, are the rendering setting. You can choose fast, default, or quality. There's the seed number setting and that's going to allow you to, again, reference a certain seed number from a generated image and maintain that image and its elements through multiple generations. And then lastly, we have a negative prompt feature. And these last three are all paid as well. But the negative prompt feature is, I think, another great feature in these generation tools. It's going to allow you to tell the model what to not include. And I think it's another good feature to kind of paywall to prompt people to try and upgrade, in my opinion, because it is super handy. Okay, so I went ahead and actually generated that prompt that you guys saw here, and I'm pretty stoked on the results. Just for a quick and easy image generation, here are the images that I generated. I'll hop over to that tab for those of you following along and share my screen again. And here we have some really like awesome design styled, cartoon style, I guess I would call them, images of just what I asked for, like a gray alien. It does show the hands. Now that I'm thinking about it again, we probably should have tested like some human hands as well. But you saw some good examples of some human hands during the episode. They do come across a little bit blue or purple, I guess, instead of gray. But that's because I applied that color palette. So that's awesome. And they definitely have these cool laser pens or like laser paint brushes and are writing different variations and different fonts of the AI marketing navigator in the air, just like I asked for. So this is some awesome creative, actually, that I would definitely consider using. And absolutely consider tweaking a little bit and using for some promotion of the show. Let me know what you guys think of these generations and definitely share your generations that come up with Ideogram, because I think this is going to be a big deal and at the very least a big driver forward of AI image generation. I just want to throw in one disclaimer at the end. We talked about how, you know, these tools can definitely be used for marketing and ad generation now, especially with these improvements. I would strongly recommend to still use caution. We're in a pretty murky, pretty gray area legally with these tools. It's basically on what these models are being trained with that's causing these legal questions and legal battles. So I would recommend withholding using even Ideogram 2.0, maybe until we learn more about what they are doing to train their model, where the source images or source information is being pulled from, if it's open source, if it's free, if it's pirated, if it's, you know, whatever it may be. I can understand, you know, as a freelancer myself and for smaller organizations, it's probably less risky to try and, you know, optimize and take advantage of these tools while we can. And I would say, you know, probably not as much risk for us out there as freelancers, as the big enterprises and the corporations and stuff, but at the very least maintain some flexibility, be ready and able to take down any AI generated or Ideogram or any other tool that you use to generate assets if the legal landscape should change quickly. So be agile in that way. And at the very least, you know, if someone were to ask you to pull something down for a reason, be ready to replace it with some internally developed safe assets. Okay, so that's enough of a disclaimer, because this one really is pushing the boundaries and even making me want to use it for some of the actual publication and production assets. So I think I'm going to have to withhold on that temptation for now. Anyway, okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.